Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Born in Oakland, California back in 1936 and starting this full-themed hour of jazz. That was pianist, composer, and jazz legend Carla Bley with her remarkable big band back in 2008 with the tune Someone to Watch off the CD Appearing Nightly. And that has been her style since birth. Her father, Emil Borg, was a piano teacher and church organist. So he started giving Carla music lessons when she was only 3 years old. She would go on to have her first quasi-concert at four, and she said it wasn't a matter of being a prodigy, but that music just made sense to her from a very early age. In fact, over the next hour, we will profile snips from a very enlightened interview that she had with Neon Jazz. So this is what Carla had to say about her life up to this point.
I cannot understand that myself. I think it must be some gigantic mistake. I'm pretending to be someone I'm not. I'm really just a little girl from Oakland.
Carla's musical education ended at the age of eight, and her formal education stopped entirely when she dropped out of high school after completing the 10th grade. During her adolescent years, Carla was drawn to jazz and moved to New York City to be closer to the musicians and that scene that she loved. Her bachelor's and master's degree were earned in the world, working as a cigarette girl at the notorious Birdland Jazz Club, where she was able to hear the greatest jazz musicians of the day. She met pianist Paul Bley and eventually relocated to Los Angeles after they married. That was where Paul and his quartet had a steady gig at the Hillcrest Club. Carla would move on to become a very prominent voice in the free jazz movement of the 1960s and pen compositions for countless cats over the years, for the likes of Gary Burton, George Russell, Art Farmer, John Scofield, and so many others. But we will delve further into her life, music, thoughts, and much more as we move on. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has many great composers and players, led by the great Kansas City Jazz Orchestra leader, Clint Ashlock, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you the full Carla story, according to her, provided by us. So, of all those cats that she was lucky enough to see in her early days of New York, she had some very specific words about Horace Silver. This here is the 1961 cut, Where You At, off the LP Sweet Stuff, and here's Carla.
I liked Horace Silver a lot. He worked at jazz clubs where I was working behind the scenes. I grew to like him more and more. We'll be right back. You know what I do every day? I turn on the radio and I listen to Neon Jazz. Joe Dimino told me I should do that because he plays my music a lot and I would enjoy what I heard. I think you should do the same. This is Carla Bley telling you what to do.
That was The Prez with Jumpin' with Symphony Sid, and we give you this track based on some thoughts Carla had about listening to music and learning jazz.
I didn't listen to any albums at all. I didn't have a phonograph until I was 30 years old. I listened to the radio, and I listened live in jazz clubs as soon as I was able to. So there were no albums in those days, not a single one, in my life anyway. But I did listen to the radio, and when I first moved to New York, it was Symphony Sid that I listened to every night for a couple of hours, and that was sort of my education. This is what the greatest players are sounding like. That sort of formed my standards.
Another huge influence on Carla was Ornette Coleman, and when she moved to LA with her husband Paul, that was a huge fascination for her and opened her mind up to free jazz that was going down then. But in the early 60s, Paula and Carla returned to New York City, and it did not take long for many of the well-established cats to begin playing her compositions. So it was also during the end of the 60s that Gary Burton recorded Carla's first extended work, and Charlie Hayden asked her to arrange and write for the Liberation Music Orchestra. So with that, here's Carla with the Gary Burton Quartet in 1968 with the tune Interlude Lament Intermission Music off the LP A Genuine Tong Funeral. ¶¶
Johnny Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was Charlie Bird Parker with the tune Confirmation. And Carla's confirmation to my question about getting into a time machine and witnessing one jazz cat in the history of everything. In light of everything that she has seen, this was her answer.
I can't imagine anyone except Charlie Parker himself, who I did hear once, but I was standing in front of the club he was playing at. And I just heard him, but I was standing with a huge crowd of people. This was about 1954 or something, and everyone wanted to get into the club, but it was totally packed. So by now, this guy was famous, and he knew it in his own lifetime. That was a beautiful thing. So I wish I could have heard him.
Carla has always been a very tenacious sort and always has pushed her world forward impressively. And in 1972, she received a Guggenheim Fellowship and went on to start her own record company called Watt. And the very first release was Carla's Tropical Appetites, a project with poet Paul Haynes, one of many that she did with him. The hallmark of Carla's career was her ability to create for a huge array of groups, large or small, and very diverse. This next cut features Carla with Nancy Zeltzman in 2009 with the tune Over There, next on this hour of Neon Jazz Together. Thank you.
this is New York City-based drummer and composer Allison Miller, and you're listening to Joe Dimino's Neon Jazz.
That was her ex-husband and a very important early collaborator on her jazz walk, Paul Bley, with the 1953 song Like Somebody in Love. And certainly he was. For all the years that Carla witnessed, composed for, and was surrounded by jazz genius, it was a vortex that did not dawn on her until later on.
I didn't know they were heroes and luminaries. These were just guys I knew who I decided to play with that I enjoyed their company, and I enjoyed the way they sounded. And that goes with that earlier question. Nobody knew he or she was famous or ever would be.
As the years marched on, she has continued to further her jazz walk with the best in the business, and she keeps on getting better. Some of her finest work comes with her big band. And this is the 1993 tune Fresh Impression off the CD called The Big Band Theory.
Thank you. This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Carla joined by a big host of greatness. That was Charlie Hayden and Don Cherry with the 1983 tune, The Ballad of the Fallen. It has been her husband, bassist Steve Swallow, who has been her closest and most consistent musical confidant. And before we hear them together in 1999 with the tune, Major, off their CD, Are We There Yet? Carla talked about the best compliments she's ever received in her career.
I'm sorry is the best thing. And that's happened to me many times. Somebody comes up to me that I knew a long time ago who said, that's not music, what you're doing, or that's really horrible, or has no form that you can't write a melody. There's no use for it. It's just ridiculous. And almost everybody later in life came back and said, I'm really sorry I said that. I was really stupid. I understand what you were doing, and I'm sorry that I was so close, and I hope I didn't discourage you. And we would laugh about it, you know, and be okay.
Again, that was Carla and Steve with the song Major back in 1999. Through all of the years, collaborations, and compositions, Carla is one of the best jazz minds to ever grace the craft. And not only are all of those around her better for it, I know that I am and that we all are that's listened to her. As an homage to her contributions, Carla received the NEA Jazz Masters Award in 2015, the highest honor that you can get. But let's have a listen to what Carla has to say about her lasting jazz legacy.
That would be something I could give her by leaving her the, you know, the copyright royalty thing. But I suppose I want the jazz world to remember me as someone who makes albums that they want to buy. Okay, there I did it.
And our final showcase of Carla's genius comes from her most recent 2016 release called Andando el Tiempo, a 5-star review in Downbeat. Joined by Steve and Andy Shepherd, this is the tune Saints Alive. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one cutting-edge avant broadcaster, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real!
Like what you heard, reach out to us. Give us a song suggestion. Let us know you're out there in Radio Land. We always love to hear from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
You don't define jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.